With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump is courting libertarians speaking at their convention in Washington, D.C. on Saturday.
We believe that the job of the United States military is not to wage endless regime change wars around the globe, senseless wars. The job of the United States military is to defend America from attack and invasion here at home.
Mr. Trump is also critical of President Biden's conduct in the war between Russia and Ukraine. The Biden administration is seeking help in cracking down on abusive artificial intelligence practices. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
There's a growing market of abusive sexual images made with AI technology, and the Biden administration is pushing the tech industry and financial institutions to shut it down. The White House calls it a pervasive problem and is leaning on companies and other organizations to provide meaningful tools that will prevent and mitigate harms. It's also urging Congress to strengthen legal protections and provide critical resources for survivors and victims of image-based sexual abuse. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Texas sheriff says at least five people are dead after powerful storms tore through a rural community, obliterating homes and leaving thousands of people without power. Cook County Sheriff Ray Sappington says the victims included three family members who were found in one home near Valley View, a rural community near the border with Oklahoma. The destructive storms began last night, continued into the wee hours of this morning. Hamas has fired a barrage of rockets from Gaza that set off air raid sirens as far away as Tel Aviv for the first time in months. The show of resilience came more than 7 months into Israel's air, sea, and ground offensive that followed the devastating terrorist attack last October. This is SRN News. Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. The text instead would have protected the right to be, quote, making decisions about all matters relating to one's own pregnancy or deciding whether to become or remain pregnant. The Vatican is again seeking to appease China. Leading Catholic officials are promising that the church will pose no threat to Beijing's sovereignty. They are also publicly stating that Western missionaries made, quote, errors in the past centuries in their zeal to convert the Chinese. Relations have long been stymied over China's insistence on its executive right to name bishops as a matter of national sovereignty. The Pope recently capitulated on that point. This is SRN News. Walmart ends an exclusive credit card partnership with Capital One.
The company's announcement Friday says cardholders can still use their Capital One Walmart rewards cards, which will continue to accrue rewards unless customers are notified of a change. Walmart partnered with Capital One in 2019, but eventually soured on the deal. And in 2023, Walmart sued Capital One, saying the company was taking too long to process payments and mail replacement cards. A federal judge ruled in March Walmart could terminate the deal.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Today is Sunday, May the 26th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including legendary sportscaster Brent Musburger. He's 85 years old. Singer Stevie Nicks turns 76. Today, actress Pam Grier is 75, and comedian Bobcat Goldthwait has 62 candles on his cake. This is SRN News.